Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, can you guys hear me? Hold on. We want to make sure the sound is not tripping. Can y'all hear me? Let's be very clear. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio, back with another video. Can you hear me? All right, they said they can hear me. All right, because I couldn't hear the sound effects, but let's make sure. You just never know. Hold on. I want to make sure that y'all can hear me. I want to make sure y'all can hear everything. All right, cool. So I don't know what's going on with the sounds right now, so we might not be doing no sounds because that hoe wasn't playing. But outside of that, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live with another video. Okay, it has been a little bit of a minute. It's been a couple of days. I've been busy, but child, we got some things that we need to talk about today. The call lines are open, so if any of these topics are topics that you want to sound off about, let me know. Okay, let me get this because this looks really improper. Child, my nose is running and all the things. I think I'm catching a little bit of a cold because we got some things going on. All right. Not the coronavirus, just a little mild, like a little cold, okay? It's raining today. My allergies acting up, all those things. And by the way, I'm sipping on some Red Bull tequila and squirt, all right? All right, guys. All right, let's just jump right into it. We're talking Billy Porter becoming a fairy godmother of Cinderella. We are also talking about RuPaul's Drag Race. I love RuPaul's Drag Race. That may not be a topic for everybody, but, you know, some people might like the RuPaul's Drag Race topic. One of the queens on the show have got eliminated, and not due to a terrible lip sync, okay? We're also talking Asriel Clary eating boo-boo. We're also going to be talking about Nicki Minaj's address being leaked and Kenneth Petty's case being dismissed on the local level. And last but not least, we are going to get into some things around Miss Latasha Kibbe and Ra'ali. All right, so get comfortable, grab a snack, grab your phone, call in, and let's get into some things. All right, so the first topic we're going to get into, oh, not that, Billy Porter. You guys know I can't stand Billy Porter. I almost don't like anything about Billy Porter. There's nothing that Billy Porter does that moves me or soothes my soul. I can't stand anything Billy Porter. However, you know, right now, this is Billy Porter's season. This is Billy Porter's time. I'm not really here for it because I feel like Billy Porter is a tap dancing coon, and he'll do anything to appease the white man just to be in Hollywood. But it's working nonetheless. You get what I'm saying? I'm sitting on this side, and he's sitting at the Oscars and getting check after check after check. Not to mention, Pose has been renewed for a third season, and Billy Porter will now be on Sesame Street. But also, this is the latest news, Billy Porter will now be appearing on Cinderella as the fairy godmother. They're not going to call it a fairy godmother. They're going to call it a Fab G. What are they calling it? The Fab G. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it being the Fab G. I'm okay with a man being the fairy godmother, a gay man being fabulous and doing it. I think that that's new. I think that that's fresh, even though I can't stand Billy Porter. I'm not upset about that. Like, you know what I mean? By all means, get it. I see that more fitting than him being any kind of character on Sesame Street. I just don't see, you know, I just don't see where Billy Porter is going to fit on Sesame Street. Now, as far as like being a fairy of some sort, well, you know, they say us gays are fairies anyway. So I think that's cool. You can be a fairy because in real life, you know, that's they call us fairies anyway. So he should be a fairy of some sort. However, this is the part that gets tricky, and this is the part where I have to understand when a lot of the straight community are like, well, what do you want us to do? Why is it like I'm so confused? So apparently there's going to be no gender. So Billy Porter is not going to be actually a man or a woman. So we don't know what it is, or who it is, or what he'll will be, or what he'll be. And I think that's the piece for me that I'm not okay with. Now, according to Billy Porter, they're just saying, you know, fairies don't have genders, so we don't want to put genders on things like that. And the kids are ready for those things. Kids are more progressive. Kids are more able to accept things like that. Kids are more willing and understandable to things like that, whereas the adults, they're not as forthcoming with progress. Now, I disagree because the age group of children that are going to be watching Cinderella, you're right. They probably don't care to a certain degree because they're probably not paying attention in depth. However, they're very, very impressionable, and they're looking and they are inquisitive. So they might have some questions. So I don't think that saying no, like I don't think not putting a gender on it is necessary. I think that you should put a gender on it, whether you want to make it transgender, male, female, whatever. I think that there should be a gender because it's going to be very confusing to the children when, you know, how are they going to have Billy Porter dressed? Like, is he going to be in a beard and in a dress? Is he going to look like this? You know what I'm saying? Is he going to have on a wig and a suit? Like, I think the whole inclusion of, you know, gender non-binary and all this different stuff, like, I think it's getting a little bit too far because we need to stop getting to a point where we're trying to act like gender roles are not here, not existing. Like, there are male and there are females. There is no such thing as both, okay, unless you're hermaphrodite. Like, see, that's where I understand it's going too far, and then narratives are being pushed. Why are we pushing that we don't want to be anything? We're just existing. Like, that's when it starts to get weird and creepy for me. You're a man, you're a woman, you're a male to female, you're trans. You are something. We're not just going to be blah, okay? Like, you know, it's getting to be a little too weird, and I could see where the parents would be like, well, what the shit is this? What are we talking about? You got this big black man here sitting here with a beard and a dress, and you're trying to tell me that this is nothing. This is not a man. This is not a woman. So when little Bobby or little Susie goes, Mom, what is that? What the hell is the mom supposed to say? Well, it's it. Or if she says it's a man, then that's offensive. If she says it's a woman, you're offended. If you say it's it, it's disrespectful. So you get what I'm saying? Like, you cannot expect people to move forward when there are no correct pronouns. Every other week, it's a new term that you got to call people. Like, let's slowly go into these type of things, but without going too far. I just feel like some of the stuff is just too far. Like, it's going way too far. Listen, just let it be a gay man. Why does it have to be some weirded out, just isms, just some type of a thing? You know, like, why? Obviously, the kids are going to know that it's a person. And I just feel like that's unnecessary confusion. It's unnecessary. If the parents are confused, you know the damn kids are going to be confused. Because what does the parent tell the kid when they sit and watching the movie? So I'm not really here for that. And then Billy Porter's talking about the kids are progressive. The kids don't know shit. But, you know, I just feel like people just, grown-ups are the one. No, some of this stuff is just unnecessary, okay? It's unnecessary. So I'm not with that. I don't understand that. I think that's very confusing. So that's that on that. I watch it though. Like, I'm here for a man or a trans or whatever to have an ability to be the fairy godmother. I'm here for that. But what I'm not here is for, you know, you might have this man looking like a man dressed like a woman and you say it's not a man, or you say, then you just say, no, it's just a fairy. Well, what the hell kind of fairy is it? Is it a male identifying fairy? Is it a woman? Are you going to cover the face and just have a, like, what are you going to do? It just how is it going to present? Okay. So that's my thought on that. And then, you know, if you know Billy Porter and they've seen him on Sesame Street, they're probably going to say, hey, that's the man off of Sesame Street. No, that's not a man. It's a fairy. I don't even know if you guys can hear the damn bombs. But you know what I mean? Like, that's the part that gets a little weird for me. But anyway, somebody go say it's a demon. Shut up. Y'all are so stupid. But that's that on Billy Porter. Okay. Let's get into what's her name? What is this, the picture? Oh, no. That's the Claire. I got to do better with this. I had her on here, though. Make sure you guys like the video, please. Okay. So this was really, 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 really interesting to me. But I know this is probably an acquired taste, and a lot of you guys probably aren't totally into this just yet. So we're not going to do the full deep dive into it, but I'm just going to give you guys the clip notes. Because this man wrote it was a guy who wrote a very long, long statement about the history between himself and this drag queen here. I didn't pull up the male picture because I guess it's not that important. However, this drag queen is one of the queens on RuPaul's Drag Race. She goes by Sherry Pie. So if you're new or if you like RuPaul's Drag Race, then you know that RuPaul's this season, they did a two-part premiere. What was it? Last week they did a premiere one half with Nicki Minaj, and that was great. It did well. And then this week, they did another premiere, and they introduced this queen, Sherry Pie, very talented queen out of New York. Makeup is good. I really felt like she could have been a number one contender, and I still feel like she is a number one contender in the show. However, you know, we wouldn't be talking about her unless it was really, 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 really cheap. And I kind of got this spirit from her myself, just kind of watching the show, because I do feel like a lot, like when you watch RuPaul's Drag Race, and this is one thing I hate about gay movies, gay shows, anything like predominantly gay, because I always feel like there's a sexual undertone to everything. And that's why people always think all we do is think about sex, 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 because everything we do is so sexually related. But anyway, RuPaul's Drag Race is another one of those shows where everything has a sexual undertone to it, right? And so, you know, they're making these different jokes and they're making these little, you know, they're doing their thing on RuPaul's Drag Race. And there was something about this drag queen, about Sherry, that made me feel a little weird. I looked over at my man. I'm like, girl, she gets me a little, you know, she's a little creepy. You know what I mean? She's a little weird. You know, she's a little perverted. You know what I mean? If you ask me, in my mind, right? So I stopped watching the show when the show's over, and then I'm getting all these alerts. They're saying that she has been disqualified. No. So once the show goes off, There's this long excerpt basically saying that this queen will not be on the show anymore, but they're going to finish out the season, but she won't be at the finale. So that let me know that she probably made it really, 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 really far, but she got disqualified. Now, the reason why she got disqualified is because she had several allegations of catfishing men. Yes, so she had been catfishing men to have them send over naked and compromising pictures and videos. So she would pose as a casting director by the name of Allison Mossy. Okay. And she actually, Sherry was the rep for Allison Mossy. Like she was like, Sherry would refer all these musical theater men, all these little, you know, young, hot, gay, white boys, basically, you know what I mean? In the musical theater scene, she would refer them to this casting director named Allison Mossy. But the whole thing is she was Allison Mossy too. So what she would do is she would tell them, like, listen, I got this great, there's this new play coming up. I really want you to be a part of it. I think you'd be a great fit for it. It's a racy kind of play. And a lot of the guys, they will be so willing to do it because when you're in this musical theater game, you know, entertainment, you have to take, you got to take risks. You don't really want to say no, especially if you feel like you have an opportunity. So if you are being told that you have an opportunity to be a part of one of the hottest new Broadway shows and it's edgy and it's risky, it's a little raunchy, you're going to do it because you want that gold star on your resume, right? But there was a guy, he basically was saying, like, you know, he was nervous about doing it, because he didn't want his parents to see that he was going to be in such like a raunchy, racy play, because this play, like, he would have to get nasty and get naked and get really, you know what I mean, really provocative, right? And so allegedly the young man had been emailing Sherry, which is Allison Mossy, back and forth over 150 emails. Like, they were talking about how much he was going to get paid. They came up with like contracts. The young man was going to end up quitting his job. Like, all of these things, he was going to like just quit his job and focus 100% on being in this play, right? Until one day, Sherry Allison had stopped responding to the emails. So he kept emailing, like, what's going on? I haven't heard from you. I'm ready, you know, after I've sent you all these pictures and videos of my whole body and all this stuff, right? And so this fool goes and says, oh, sorry, I couldn't get back to you in time because I ran out of internet connection. I mean, I don't have Wi-Fi. You don't have Wi-Fi? That's the only thing you can come up with? And the guy is thinking you're a casting director for a major Broadway play company. How do you run out of Wi-Fi? How do you run out of Wi-Fi? Like, that don't even make any sense. So he began to dig, and he would tell his friends about the. He called the actual company that apparently she worked for and said, "Have you ever heard? Do you know? I was trying to get a hold of your casting director, Allison Mossy." And they were like, "Well, we don't know an Allison Mossy." And she's like, "She's never worked for our company ever before in our life." Right. So then he started to call his friends and, you know, he would say, "Have you ever heard of this casting director named Allison Mossy?" They were like, "Well, yeah, she said that she was going to book me too. And I have been calling her and I've been sending a bunch of compromising pictures and a bunch of shit." So there's like six different guys that have been catfished by Sherry Pie, Allison Mossy, also known as a contestant on this season's RuPaul's Drag Race. So the boy takes to Twitter and says, "You know what? She's been catfishing me for years. I went through mental trauma. I had to go through counseling. I felt violated, embarrassed. I've sent all kind of nude pictures. I've exploited myself. I've sent video." Like, he was probably doing the fool. And this nasty, perverted queen was over there sitting there scratching and probably stroking off to all these young boys. Not really young, but, you know, because he's young too, but to all these kind of hot, like, you know, white boys that she probably would never have an opportunity getting because she's overweight, number one, and she's a drag queen, and she's probably not their type. I mean, it is what it is. So the way that she gets them is she plays like a casting director and has all these, she collects all these naked photos and men and videos of men. And so then she goes onto Facebook and says, I apologize for any trauma that I've caused. Sir, ma'am, did you not realize that you were going to be on TV? This is why I say you've got to be very, very careful about the things that you do before you, if you're chasing fame. And I'll be honest with you, I'm scared to death because I'm just like, girl, is somebody in the back just watching me every day going to, like, because some of the stuff is like 50-50. You know, some people actually are probably like with the BS and trash, but then some people will get you and they're using you as a come up, because at the same time, I feel like this boy never said anything until he seen her on RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, he waited until that moment. So, but my thing is like, girl, like, I'm afraid, like, you know, and with this cancel culture and this exposing culture, like, girl, I'm trying to think, did I text somebody the wrong thing one time? Did I please? You know what I mean? Like, oh, girl, like, I just never know. You just never know who's going to hold on to some shit and then be around. And then all of a sudden, you done made some money and they feel like they can make some money off of you. And all of a sudden, they spilling all kind of tea, saying that you harassed them and this, that, and the third. Like, it feels like that's part of the fame. You're not famous until you've been exposed for sexually harassing somebody damn near. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be like, girl, I'd be trying to check myself. Like, is there anything that I could even remotely have done where a person could try to make some money off of me or cancel me in any kind of way? But, y'all, she was just stupid because she was obviously doing it, girl. Like, you're dumb. You're crazy. You lost on your opportunity. But now you're the most famous queen on the franchise, but it's for the wrong reason. So that's a really, really unfortunate thing. They disqualified her. She will not be a part of the show anymore. But you will still be able to watch her on the show. They're not going to, like, because the show's already aired, but she won't be able to be at the live finale. But I feel like she made it far. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm getting hot with this. I feel like she made it pretty far. But I don't think that they're going to keep her. Well, they didn't keep her. But you can, if you guys want to be messy, and now you got some context, now you can watch RuPaul's Drag Race every weekday on Friday, 8 p.m., okay? And she's going to be actually on the show. Now you can kind of look at her with a side eye like, girl, you were catfishing me, and you can see it. She has a catfish spirit. You can always tell a girl with a catfish spirit. I know a couple of girls with a catfish spirit or a pay-for-sex spirit. You know what I'm saying? It's a real spirit that jumps off, you know, a real, real sneaky spirit. But anyway, let's move on. Ooh, okay. Who are we talking about next? Oh, I think it's the Asriel Clary. Now, I'm not going to go too deep into the Asriel Clary because, first of all, I don't really touch the Asriel Clary R. Kelly stuff. And I heard through the grapevine that the dad is teamed up with another YouTuber to take down other YouTubers. So, child, I don't need no strikes, no fellas, no none of that. I'm just going to let you all know that she is out here telling people that R. Kelly made her eat boo-boo. Now, I don't know what – I don't ever talk about this. You know, I don't ever get into this because these are a bit much for me. People say that she's a clout chaser. I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to think, what to believe. She's came out with a music video. She's got this documentary coming out. Her dad talks to the blogs and YouTubers and he goes live. Listen, I don't know what's going on, but if you didn't hear the snippet of her saying that he made her eat boo-boo, let's let you play that. Oh, no, we're going to get to her in a second, but I got to get you. I should have titled this better. He made her do the number two in the cup, and then she ate. That's disgusting. I can't do that. I can't even play like that. If this is a clout chase, she deserves to get whatever clout she's chasing, okay? Because she deserves it all. If this is a clout chase, because, I mean, this is clout chasing on a whole new level. If, in fact, this is a clout chase. For her sake, I mean, It's nasty either way. It's nasty if it's fake, the fact that you would go on and say that you did this, because this is out in the universe forever. Everybody will know you as one of R. Kelly's girls and the girl that said he made you eat boo-boo. You know what I'm saying? And your dad is comfortable as you 17, 18, 19, whatever the case may be. You a young girl. You're not even 21 or you barely 21. And you talking about, you know, you eating your own boo-boo for a 50-year-old man. I mean, what did, like, you really need some help. You know what I'm saying? Like, and as a father, I mean, I couldn't even think about going live on Instagram. I would have to figure out, my daughter was eating shit. Well, what did that taste like? Like, what made you eat? And how much shit did you, like, what, do you have shit? I mean, you got shit on the brain? Or, you know, we might need to get you fully cleansed and detoxed. Let's stay off the internet, girl. You was eating boo-boo. Let's really go, let's get off the grid and go figure some shit out. I mean, no point in it, but seriously, okay? Now, if this is real, that's a real fucking problem. This is real, some real bullshit. That's some real bullshit right there. And, you know, and if I was her father, you know, listen, I'd probably be right behind bars with R. Kelly, because I probably would have killed that nigga. No shade. I would have just had to let, you know, I just had to let her know, listen, baby, I'm not going to be here no more, but you're going to understand why. I'm finna go kill that nigga. Period, boo. Like, there's no way I'd be, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's disgusting. That is freaking disgusting. And if this is real, R. Kelly needs to burn in hell for the rest of his life. I don't know. I don't really even talk about that stuff, but that is just sick beyond sick. So, girl, I don't know what to think of that. So, yeah, girl, I hope, I mean, what? I couldn't be your man. I couldn't be in a, because I would never want to kiss her again. Don't, definitely don't eat after me. Don't ask to share. And don't talk too close to me, bitch. Back the fuck up. Because if you get too close to trying to lean on me and talk on me and do anything next to me with your mouth, baby, and slap the shit out of you, ho. Don't get close to me. Don't speak next to me. Don't speak to me. Actually, speak through me. Like, speak through something else before you talk to me. When you over here eating boo-boo, bitch, don't say shit to me. Literally. don't do it, because you full of shit. Completely. And I mean that. Don't drink shit after me. Don't even bring your own cups and glasses and everything to my house. You're not allowed to drink or eat a motherfucking thing off of nothing in my house. Okay? Bitch, until you drink a glass of holy water. And we're going to do that for 6 weeks straight. You don't eat nothing. You just drink holy water for 6 weeks straight. Bitch, that's what you can do. Wait until we get that shit spirit out of you, that shit-eating demon. We're going to rebuke that shit-eating demon out of you, okay? Because it's lingering. Okay? All right. Let me get... Yes, God, he's trying to bullshit. That's a shit eating spirit. We're going to rebuke that in Jesus' name. Yeah. I rebuke the shit eating spirit, that demon, all of that. Bitch, you could not have no funky breath coming next to me, because I'm immediately going to think, is that boo boo? Is that, you know, is that boo? Are you eating your shit again? You stop that. You eating boo boo again, girl? Like, I could never, like, she could never, like, try to read. You know what I mean? Because I told that bitch, listen, go shut him, go eat some boo-boo. Ugh. But yeah, girl, good luck with that. Girl, you're going to take a hell of a man to love you and kiss you all in the mouth and stuff. Ooh. Because I obviously her mouth might be clean shit. I don't know. She probably needs to go get that whole motherfucking shit tested. Because I would never kiss her in the mouth. And don't touch my baby. If you, anybody with kids, do not let that hoe touch your baby. Do not, and don't, and you kiss my baby, bitch, I'll kill you. Don't kiss my baby. Don't even look at my baby. Don't say she cute. Don't say shit to my baby. Baby, you can't even come over when my baby is here. I'm not even going to your house with my baby. We don't even do that. My baby will never see you. You'll never know it. And don't kiss your own baby. Don't have kids. You're not allowed to until you rebuke that spirit. And that's going to take several weeks and several months and several years until that spirit can fully be removed. And it probably may stay dormant. It may not fully release, but it might be a dormancy, a dormancy there. Okay, but anyway, let's move on from the bullshit, okay? but you got to be real. We would all think that, right? All right. So who are we on to next? I think we are Nicki Minaj. Well, Kenneth Petty's charges have been dropped on a local level. So that's great, right? For not registering and all of these things. He's registered now. He's newly registered now. So that's cool. However, and we'll get into that. But on a federal level, he's facing the same charges. So now locally, they're just like, whatever, we're just going to let the feds handle it. So he's still up for the same amount of time. And federally, it's worse. So this is not good news. It's still the same situation, actually, even worse situation that he was in before. This is so stupid. And then not to mention, now that he's actually registered, and I'm not going to do this to my girl Nick, but you know, when you register, everything is public record. So one of my subscribers sent me the registration, and you know, where he lives with Nicki Minaj because, you know, they're allegedly married, but if nothing else, he lives in the studio house. But girl, Nicki Minaj's whole address is out. And what did I do? I Googled it and I went and looked through this beautiful home. I thought it would be bigger than what it actually is. I thought she would have had a mansion, but she doesn't have a mansion. She just has like a Beverly Hills abode, you know, but I knew it was her house because there was a picture that they took outside by the swimming pool. And it was the same picture with the greenery on the sides and the swimming pool that, you know, that this house had on Google Maps. So this is definitely Nicki Minaj's house. I know for 100% it's not allegedly. The address on his report is Nicki Minaj's house. And for that, I'm like, Nicki, what the fuck are you thinking? Is this what you want? Whether or not you got, it's gated, but it's not like you can walk up to that motherfucker. Like, this is not like some big mansion with a lawn. This is not like a Tyler Perry abode where you got, no, this motherfucker house is on the street. Okay. I can go to Nicki Minaj's house right now. It's park in front of her house like that. And then, girl, and when she's leaving out the driveway, I might have to move my car up. Like, it's a regular house. And I'm like, girl, you love this man like that. Now your whole address is out. Okay. You got some, granted, you might have security, whatever case may be. You might have some goons up there, but it's just unnecessary stuff. Now, there's people that might go and actually go and go sit out in front of your house. Crazy Barb, psycho people, maybe Barty Gaynor that don't like you. Now, your address is out because of this man. This is, Nicki, I don't understand. I really, really don't understand. But I don't feel bad for her because it feels like this is what you wanted. You've had to know that your address is going to be out. I mean, I'm not sure that she's made a statement about it, but what statement could she make? She can't say shit about it because she's going to look and sound dumb as hell because you knew this was going to happen. Some people will say, well, maybe she lives in a gated community somewhere in Beverly Hills. I don't know about that. I don't know if there's too many. I mean, there are gated communities, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of communities that are not gated in Beverly Hills. You know, you can take the Beverly Hills tour, right? You know that, right? And you can just go. Like, when I go, I can just drive right up to Diddy's house. You can drive up to these places. It's not like everywhere else. Like, you can go through, you can take the tour. Like, you drive to these people's house. So it's not just gated where you can't go through there. You can go through Beverly Hills. It's not like, oh, you got to take a gate to get into Beverly Hills. No, girl. And people get broken in. Beverly Hills mansions get broken into all the time. People are always breaking into a Beverly Hills home or robbing or stalking some, or somebody's always getting stalked in Beverly Hills or Calabasas. You know what I mean? So it's not like she's unreachable. Let's just be honest. So this is not good. This is not good at all. Nicki, you should be pissed. You got to really, like, I don't understand. Like, this is like, Nicki to me was like one of those people who I felt like, you know, and not for nothing, I really felt like Nicki Minaj makes me like, I don't know if you guys have these people, and I might be that for some people. You know how, you know, we understand what life is. You live, you die. I'm going a little deep here. but you live, you die, whatever the case may be, right? But she is one of those people that kind of, you know, you look to, and unfortunately this is a lot of pressure, but you know, you kind of look to as like almost immortal. So then it's like, you know, you have your problems, but you look at somebody else like, you know what? They're doing great. So I can aspire to be better. You know, if they go through, I go through, and it's cool because I see that they're doing fantastic works and I really admire this person. You know, it's a lot of pressure on those people. You know what I'm saying? However, she is my person I look to like that. And to now start to see her really becoming a human, it's kind of fucking with me. Like, I kind of rather look at her as almost a little bit beyond human, because the more human she's becoming, the more that she's starting to fall the fuck off to me, because she is starting to do some dumb shit. Okay? I want to think that she is not human, but she, every day that goes by with this real-ass human-ass, you know, nigga that she's with, is every day reminding me that this is a regular-ass bitch, okay? Let's just be real. But, you know, I love Nikki to death, but she's been doing a lot of weird stuff lately, and I'm just not sure what's going on, because I do not want her legacy to end in a spiral effect of negativity and bullshit. Like, if you're going to sit out, if you're going to bow out, because she's not even making music consistently the same, she's not even performing the same, like, you know, and I understand she's been in the game for a very long time, so she's at the point where, you know, she's who she is, and, you know, it's fuck the rest of you niggas. I understand that. I understand. However, the worst thing in the world is to watch your favorite celebrity go out on the bottom. You don't want to watch your favorite celebrity just take L after L on their way out. You don't. Okay? And to me, Nicki Minaj is taking an L. She's been taking a couple of L's, and I don't like to see Nicki take L's. I don't. Speaking of another L that she has majorly taken. Speaking of another L that Nicki Minaj has majorly taken is the Tasha K communication L. Okay? Why the fuck did Nicki Minaj communicate with Tasha K? That was probably the biggest L of Nicki Minaj's whole career. Yeah. Why in the fuck did you do that? Okay, and this is no shade to Tasha K. It's really no shade, but it's just what it is. Nikki, what in the fuck were you thinking? What are you thinking, Nikki? I told you about this, okay? This is the biggest L you've ever taken in your goddamn life. Why would you sit up there and associate yourself with Tasha K? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense. And some people are going to start saying I'm throwing shade. No, I want you guys to understand why. I'm saying this to say this. Well, let me just play you the video so you understand why. Okay, so that's what she had to say. I'm not mad at her. I'm not. She's doing what she has to do. Nicki Minaj, this is your L to hold. Why is this Nicki Minaj's L to hold? Because she is going to ride that 30-second phone call to the day she dies, and I would do the same thing. Period, Pooh. She is going to ride that 30-second Queen Radio phone call to the day she dies, and I would too. However, Ra Ali and Nicki Minaj, well, specifically Ra, and maybe Nick too, but there is an energy there between the two of them that are hell-bent on, you know, hell-bent on passing over this narrative that they are not beefing. However, they don't follow each other on Instagram. You don't see them out publicly. You know, they used to say Ra was Nicki Minaj's, you know, bodyguard, whatever the case may be. She was always on Queen Radio, this, that, and the third. Now, Riley, I can see where Riley is very inspired by Nicki from the hairstyles, the colors, the swag, now the radio show. But they swear that they're not beefing. Ra said that, you know, behind the scenes, you know, the whispers is they're cool. But Star Brim has said that Ra Ali has talked about and started telling people that Nicki Minaj cannot have babies and Nicki Minaj has fertility issues, and that's why Ra Ali and Nicki Minaj are not cool. That's word on the street via Star Brim and the New York goons and, you know, things like that. But my thing is this. Ra Ali is making it seem like that they're friends. Nicki Minaj is not saying anything, so which goes to they might be friends. None of them have publicly came out with it. However, you have Tasha K, who's also saying that her and Nicki Minaj are friends and they're cool. And now Tasha K is going to be the one to allegedly air out Ra Ali. I don't understand why her and Ra Ali have an issue, but apparently there is some sort of issue. Now, Tasha K was supposed to go on one site. She didn't end up doing so. She said that she was going to go on there, and then she said she forgot and she went to sleep and slept all day. She was really, really tired. To me, I feel like she didn't feel like the on site had enough subscribers and enough views, and she didn't need to go on there. And she saved herself for in hopes to go on with Nicki Minaj. Then Tasha K also said that that Nicki Minaj will not F with any other people that F with people that she doesn't F with. Meaning there was a particular blogger that Tasha K was on a platform with, and this blogger works with one site and is a huge Nicki Minaj fan, and told her that basically, you know what, girl, in so many words, you'll never get any love by Nicki Minaj because you're associated with Ra Ali. But the whole thing is, it's like, what happened? Now, Tasha K has been saying that she has this exclusive tea on Ra Ali, and she is going to expose her. I don't know what happened. She feels like Ra Ali is stealing exclusives and stealing news, so I was trying to do a little bit of digging. So there's some tea, apparently, that Ra Ali got some information on Future, this, and the third, and you know how Tasha K feels. Like, she feels like she's the only one that gets exclusive stories, and she does this, that, and the third, and whatever the case may be, and she feels like, you know, these celebrities are coming into our spaces and pretending or trying to take our stories or her stories or whatever, because they don't really have anything going for themselves. To a certain degree, not Ra Ali specifically, not her, but I do see the trend of celebrities, or specifically, not even really celebrity, well, yeah, celebrities, but reality stars, if you will, all of a sudden, and I'm talking about from the Housewives to the Married to Medicine to the Love and Hip Hop for Show. Everybody want a podcast. They all want to come to YouTube now. They all want a show. But it used to be funny because they all used to act like, throw shade at us, like our platforms wasn't big enough, or like they wouldn't come on our show. Like, it would be like hell trying to get a Love and Hip Hop person to do an interview with. Now, all of a sudden, girl, we on the same playing field because all you hoes got shows. But that's a topic for, that's a whole another topic for something else. Anyway, so apparently she's supposed to be exposing Ra Ali later on in the near future. But my question is this. Nicki Minaj, that throws you in the middle of some BS, because if you're friends with Tasha K, like she say, and if you're friends with Ra Ali, like she say, why would they be going back and forth? And why would Tasha K be exposing why Nicki don't F with you? Because that is just going to appear as if you are telling Nicki Minaj, that Nicki Minaj is actually telling Tasha K information about Ra Ali, which if Ra Ali and Nicki Minaj are still friends, if I'm Ra, I'm going to be side-eyeing Nicki Minaj. Like, why are you telling this blogger bitch shit about me? And then if I'm Nicki Minaj, I'm going to be like, girl, what, Tasha K, what are you doing? Why are you going on your platform to hundreds of thousands of people telling, exposing what me and you talked about if we had a conversation? And if we didn't have a conversation, don't talk about shit that I'm telling you, because people are going to assume that I'm telling you this information, and we not cool like that. However, because Nicki Minaj, you sat with that hoe and you called that bitch on the phone, she can use it to her advantage. So anytime she talks pertaining to you, people are going to think that she got the information directly from you. So that is another L for you, because she can literally say anything. And because you called her, people will believe it, especially if it's good salacious news. Damn it, Nicki, why would you do that? It's some tea, girl. It's a lot of tea. It's a lot of tea. So, and I'm here to crank it. Because here's my thing. I'm not even going to shit on Tasha K. Drop the tea, sis, because they playing. I want to know what's going on. And every time I call around and nobody act like they know what's going on, you know, and I'm not here to spill it. I just want to know it for my own tea. So my whole thing is, girl, put it out, because Tasha, you've been swearing that you got this information. But, girl, you have not put this information out yet, girl. Put the information out, love. Put it out. Put it out. Put it out. Put it out. Put it out, Tasha. Put it out. Don't threaten about it. Be about it. Okay? hit the motherfucking like button and, well, really hit the subscribe button if you're having a good motherfucking time, okay? Ooh, child. We're going to get into some things. We almost had 3,000 people live in the chat. Let's go. Let's talk about it. We sipping on a Saturday. Get in our kiki. Put it out, Tasha. Put it out. All right, we'll take a couple of calls, but listen. Touchy subjects. I really don't want to dive too far into the R. Kelly, and we could, y'all know the hot button words. The Kenneth Petty, you listen. I'm scared to even take calls because y'all don't understand. Them words get immediately demonetized, and I do not want to hear any of those, you know, words that are affiliated with anything that has to do with it. So if you call in, do not say any of those words, like, as you know, that offender. Just say offender. Offender. Okay? All right. I will hang up immediately on you, and I won't feel bad, okay? Let's take some calls. The number is 563-999-3658. Okay, let's see what's going on. Oh, that was me. See, I didn't label those right. Okay, I'm gonna do a better job next time. All right, let's take this call. 443-5231, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, y'all, let's get into some things.
Hey, let's get into it, boo.
Okay, so my main topic that I wanted to focus on is the Nicki Minaj, the Tasha K, and the whole fish situation. Because I didn't get a chance to say something, but I noticed Tasha K tried to bring it up, and I'm noticing that, like, now the black women on YouTube are making a big deal out of fish. And I just wanted to give my honest opinion as a black woman myself on the topic. You know, I have gay friends and I hang around gay people. I've never once heard fish been used around me and got offended. I automatically thought, oh, fish, okay, because I have a lady part that's just notifying, like, that's a real girl. She's not.
Okay.
You know,
but we're not talking about fish today, love. But hurry up. Okay, so you're going to get 2 seconds. That's why I don't like to do the calls, because we get off topic. We got to stay on topic.
Yeah. Okay. So as far as Tasha K, I don't know why Nicki would do that. I knew the Nicki Minaj and Tasha K situation was never going to pan out just because of how Tasha K was messy. When she came on and said that she was the reason for Hot Girl Summer and Nicki and Megan, I was barely confused. Well, where's your receipts? Because I watched you and Tasha vividly, and Tasha said that she was the reason that Nicki and Megan Thee Stallion had linked up to do Hot Girl Summer, and she had a part in that. So I want Tasha to drop those receipts.
Yes, me too. We're still waiting on the receipt for that. But thank you, caller.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. And this is not to slander Tasha K, because she's doing her job. I want everybody to understand that very clearly. I'm just doing commentary on her because that's what it is. This is not even to throw shade at her. I like Tasha K. No, I don't. I said that already. Y'all know I'm not. I don't like her. I tried to lie real fast. I tried that, but I'm not slandering her. But I definitely don't like her. 832-4657. You're live on the air. 832.
Hello.
Okay, you're not ready. Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, good. We're going to get through these calls, and I'm going to hang up while I'm on top. 718-4520, you live on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? So I was calling to talk about Nicki Minaj and just to address some of the hate that she's receiving on your line.
Okay.
I mean, we can't judge her decisions. Like, unless you know her personally, we can't judge her. And I think that's what happens nowadays with this, like, new generation, if you will. Like,
okay.
We see things and we take things and we make our own assumptions. She says that she is looking for love, and I think we should believe that. If she feels like this is some sort of connection that she has with Kenneth Petty, she should ride with him all the way. And, I mean, that's her decision. We preach this, oh, black people need to stick together and we need to stop tearing each other down. Well, why is it an exception for Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
We all
well,
make
I think
mistakes.
I think the problem is, well, I'll tell you what my issue with this is. It's just, it's more so, you hear a person talk about being a leader and being a great person and things like that. And it's just, it's hard when it's somebody that you care about and you like, and you just see them downgrade. I mean, that's no different than your mom or your friend or your brother or somebody you see that you really respect and you love and you care for, you like, you know, you admire, and you just be like, girl, you could do so much better than that. And then you just see that I mean, how is Kenneth Petty helping her? Honestly.
No, I agree with you, but for how long? She's married him now, and she's a human.
But did she really marry him though? Is there a marriage license anywhere? I'm asking because I've never seen it.
I didn't see it either, Armand. if you didn't see it, I definitely ain't see it. But
I'm just saying. I didn't know.
No,
like, I honestly don't know.
But
are they really married?
That's neither here nor there. She's black. She's our sister. And she's a human being, and I think it's a lot of things being said about her that's very, very hurtful. And, again, she's a human being. We need to stick together, mind our business.
Okay.
I mean, give her our opinion. Yes, give her our opinion, but then mind our business and move forward and support her. Just like we do everybody else.
But I think the issue is this is a registered offender. And so this goes through, I mean, this could be, and this might be opening the can of worms, but this can also be that mentality of how they say in black families. I mean, people can look at you and say, you know how they say in black families, like the woman or the families, they will protect an offender over, yeah, I don't know, anybody, the gay son you know what I mean? It's just like, okay, are we going to ignore the fact that this man is, you know, has a huge criminal path?
No, but Armand, who does she have around her? You see, we see Beyonce with Solange and Miss Tina Knowles, and I love all of them. But they have people around them to keep them grounded. Who does Nikki have? I mean, since Safari, I haven't seen like a solid support system for Nicki Minaj. I have not. Have you?
Mm-mm. Actually,
me
I
either.
Haven't.
That's what I'm saying, and that's not fair, you know. Yes.
What you're saying is very true. However, what we can't do, and this is why, you know, Barbs don't like me, but what I cannot do, and I can't do this for any person. Let's take Kenneth Petty's situation out of it. I've been saying this about Nikki from day one. Well, what I will never do is sit back and pretend like Nicki Minaj cannot be catty, shady, vengeful. She can be very nasty. So we're not going to act like everybody is hurting her and she's never. Now, I'm not saying that they haven't, because I'm sure they have, but we can't act like she's the only person in the world that has never done wrong by anybody, but everybody does something wrong to her. That's just not real life. And
that's,
I think that's what a lot of her fans feel like, everybody just wrongs her. But it's like, girl, no. Nicki Minaj is a piece of work. Let's be real.
Yeah,
so, you know.
I mean, you know, like I said, I don't know her personally, and I'm sure she is a piece of work, and that's what we hear. We hear that a lot, and it's very rampant in the industry that she's hard to work with. Everyone has said that. We've all had times where we might be hard to work with. I mean, I hear you. She has to be able to admit when she's wrong, you know, and I just think that we have to give her that opportunity to do that. You know, someone said something about drugs earlier. I'm just saying, does she have a solid support system that can bring her back to reality and say, sis, you are wilding. You're out here looking crazy. You're making crazy decisions. You know, to hear it from the public, you're going to get defensive. Anybody would. You would. I would. We all would. You know, I'm saying, who's her real system? And if she doesn't have that, she needs that.
Yes.
But
thank you, caller.
That's all.
Thank you. No, and I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying. So don't think I'm just brushing you off. I actually like what you're saying.
Well,
because it's
know,
right. It's right.
You.
And I love her too. But I can't, like, I think I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, everybody wrongs her. You know, she wrongs people as well, you know. So, I mean, it's a 50-50 thing. So that's why I have to hold her accountable for certain things. And this is why I never wanted to talk about her relationship stuff. The fans have always – I've always wanted to keep it to the music because, to me, that's where she's perfect. I feel like nobody can see her musically. But her personal life stuff, I just – I really don't agree with a lot of stuff that she do. But who am I? She might not agree with what I do in my bedroom. But – she's
That's
a public
I'm
figure. I'm not. Thank you. Bye.
All right.
We're going to take a couple more. 314-9577. You're live on the air.
Hello, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my God. I love your show. Just want to say
I love you for watching.
I watch all the time. Like, I was just on YouTube one day, and I just was looking for something to watch. You popped up, so I've been watching you ever since. Keep doing what you're doing. I just want to say I agree with what you were saying. Nicki Minaj definitely should not have called Tasha K at all. She definitely gonna ride that to the wheels fall off, like hubcaps and everything. Not gonna happen.
But are we mad at her though? Shouldn't she? Wouldn't you?
I mean, I'm not really mad, but it's just like, come on now, you can't like use something else, and then with the Riley situation, like I don't know. You know, Tasha K is like really confrontational, so. She likes stuff like that, but it's like...
Yes. Well, she wants to get into a beef with Riley. She wants Riley to respond. She wants to drag Riley. Like, she wants a beef with Riley. But listen, I'm here for her. Put the tea out because there is something somewhere. But the thing is this. The thing is this. Nicki must have told Tasha something. So if Ra and Nicki are still talking, then it's going to show that Nicki was being fake in a situation because Nicki told Tasha something. Because Tasha feel like she got a lit. You know, you can tell when somebody got a piece of tea. There's a piece of tea.
No, for real. Like, when they think they got that little
Tasha
something, they've been waiting to drop
tea.
That. I want to hear what it is. Because
she got a piece
of tea. Anyway, so let's see what this is.
She got a piece of tea.
And it better be something good. It better be something good. Riley needs it, too, because I didn't even know she had a podcast until you did the show on her. So I'm like, okay. You're not really interested on TV. Like, let's see where this goes. Let's see what's going on. Maybe you might get a little clickbait because of this with Tasha K, and she got a little more status in the YouTube world. So I want to see what she got to say. But if Nicki said anything to her about that, like, come on, Nick. Tasha K
That's
had
what
all
I'm
people.
Saying.
She got the biggest mouth in the world. Like,
I would if I was Nicki Minaj, if Nicki was that stupid, I can't, Nicki to me almost like that's because I thought Nicki was smarter than that. I'm like, girl, you align yourself with Tasha K.
Like,
so I'm just like, that was the biggest ever. I'm like, girl, okay.
Tasha K
that's
like
when
the
I was like, okay,
you,
I can't.
You know not to tell nothing too, because you know it's going to get like around
you
the whole
You don't even
within
give
five
them
seconds,
a piece.
Like.
A person like Tasha K, you can use the 30-second phone call. And now Tasha K, from that phone call, what has Tasha K said? She has said that she has convinced Nicki Minaj to do a record with Megan Thee Stallion from that phone call. She has said that Nicki Minaj exclusively told her what happened between Kenneth Petty and Meek Mill in that store in Beverly Hills. She said she called the source and got the exclusive information, and she didn't say shit exclusive, okay? And now she has exclusive information on what's going on with Riley. And then she has a piece of credibility because of a 30-second phone call.
Exactly. It's like, come on, I don't really want to know what she got to say.
Stupid. Nicki stupid.
I love
I don't give
Nicki,
a damn who don't
girl,
like it. She's dumb
like,
as hell.
No, I get that. Because that was the wrong person to tell. Like, I don't know if she maybe, like, needed somebody to vent to or just was in the heat of the moment, but that wasn't it. I love Nicki, but that move wasn't it. But, again, thanks for, you know, making this a good experience. Again, I love your show. Keep doing what you're doing. Every time you post, I'm definitely going to be looking.
Thank you so much, Bo. We got 2,600 people in the chat. Thank you guys all for being here. I didn't expect all these motherfuckers to be in the chat tonight like that. And are we getting the super chats? Because I can't really see. Am I missing super chat? Listen, you know, Chow. Somebody say, fact is, Nikki could have kept him a secret. He could have been a bodyguard, and no one would have looked into his past. Safari was her hype man, backup dancer for years. We knew they were together. Well, she couldn't stand Safari, really. All right, am I missing anything in the chat, y'all? All right, cool. I'm glad you're all here supporting the show and doing the things of that. We're not going to stay on long. Oh, we've been on here. I'm about to get off. But let's take a couple more. Let me see if we are subscriber-wise. If you guys want us to take some more calls, we're going to have to do some more subscribing. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Let me see where we are subscriber-wise. Yes. Yes, we're going to need to at least get 45 more subscribers. We're going to at least have to hit 73,600. Like, let's get 100 subscribers, and then we'll stay on for an extra few minutes, if you know, and we'll take some more calls. We got a lot of calls in here. So if you guys really want to talk, we need to start subscribing, because a lot of you motherfuckers watching in the bushes. Oh, and I want to shout out to Hi Star. I seen you. Shout out to Star. You know what I mean? He doesn't do shout outs. He does acknowledgments. I like acknowledgments, because acknowledgments means you see the people work. I like Star. That's my guy. He said he had to turn the camera to the side. I got that message, but you know, I love and respect you. You know, I've been watching you. Well, I didn't really know about you until Everyday Struggle. But after that, I was really, really watching, and I admire your work. And, you know, it makes me proud that the OGs is, you know, noticing the kid over here. So shout out to you, my nigga. But outside of that, shout out to Daytime Tea Time in the chat. I like her too. That's my girl. If you guys haven't subscribed to her, subscribe to my girl. All right, 682-8616, you're live on the air.
Hello, Armand. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
I was going to say, I love you. I downloaded your song on iTunes. I listen to it all the time. I even sing to my boyfriend.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, sing me something if you're lying. I'm going to know if you're lying. I'm going to hang up on you if you're lying. Sing me something.
Loving you is like surfing water, baby. I can't sing, but you know what
Ooh,
I'm saying.
Oh, you get me the
prince
to the fire, babe. Okay, you know my song.
Look,
okay.
I'm dancing right now, too, and okay, so I want to touch on two things. Nicki Minaj, I love her. I really do. But, you know, her and Natasha K, you know, baby, she's the mouth of the South, baby. You know, she, that was not really a good look, and I can't do nothing but pray for with a man and his situation being an SO and, you know, him going to the big J word and all this type of stuff. I can never pray for and him.
Well, hold on. Stop. I want everybody to hear how you communicated that so effectively. I actually am going to start doing that. You know, the SO, the big J word. You see how she did that?
Yeah.
I need everybody to do that like that. Thank you, caller. Keep going, baby. You're going
to
get an extra
few
minutes.
You're welcome
to go ahead.
Like, okay. And with that, Riley and Tasha K, they both problematic. Both of them. And Riley, she better look at somebody bringing a name up, because I ain't heard nothing about her since Love and Hip Hop or her getting into it with Gandy and this little shoe boutique she say she had, this, that, and the third. So she really needs this right now, Riley. She really needs this. So, you know what I'm saying? She really, really needs this. But, man, they both problematic. Like, drop the receipts, boo-boo. Come on, because I'm here for it. I need the gag. Like, come on. I need all the teeth. Baby, if you drop them, drop them. If you don't have them, be quiet. Quit bragging. Like, come on. Because now you got people, like, waiting, like, on pins and needles. Baby, got them receipts. Honey, drop them. Come on. We waiting. Like, quit clickbaiting. Quit reeling folks.
Well, I want to know what happened because, you know, Tasha K was supposed to go on site, and then she flaked on them. And I think that they got – maybe on site got mad that she flaked, but she flaked on them. And, like, and you know, she kind of played them and didn't go on the show. She was really, really excited about it. But I feel like she was like, girl, no, I'd rather save my – like, she feels like, girl, why would I go on site, girl? Like, I think at the time they had like 3,000 subscribers. They don't have a huge YouTube
She never should have mentioned on site, honey. Like, if you want the clicks and the views and all this hoopla, baby, do it on your page. Why go on site? Like, why? Like that makes no sense to me. Because if I had the receipt, baby, I'm dropping it on my platform. I ain't worried about nobody else's. I want them clicks and views, that money, that moolah, that cha-ching, them coins. Not giving to nobody else.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Carla.
That's me. You're welcome. I watch your show all the time. I watch you multiple times a day. I got my notification bell on. I set my reminders. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'm praying for you.
And I want to let you guys know. Thank you. I wanted to let you, each and every one of you guys know that for those people who watch me and love me and support me, and, you know, when I go off sometimes and I wow out, sometimes I just have to let bitches know and put bitches in their place. Like, I'm not here to necessarily beef, but you know one thing you can say about me is I don't lie. Okay? Oh, and you know what? Thank you, caller. And while I'm on here, I want everybody to send this message because this does say and more. I want to shout out to Shalana Hunter, Tokyo Tony. Hi, somebody timestamp this for me so I can make this a separate video. Tokyo Tony has been obsessed with my dick, okay? She's been on the platform once. We got a nice amount of views, and ever since then, she's been popping in the chat. She's been wanting to see how big my D was, and she's been wanting to suck it. So shout out to you, Tokyo Tony. I'll put my D right between your gap, okay? Right before I shoot right down your throat, girl. But anyway, Tokyo Tony, hi. I shared your post. And hopefully you got a $5 super chat off of me sharing your post. And hopefully you're doing well because you've been living in a boxed apartment, struggling for super chats and $2.99 donations. And you have a rich daughter that's continuing to be botched and botched and botched and botched and botched and botched by the faith. And you live in a 4x4 room. Okay. But nonetheless, just to let you know, T.S. Madison and I are good. We had a very lengthy conversation. We've had a very 2.5 conversation. And I might add, in that conversation, I was actually surprised that we actually just kind of jumped right back in where we left off. So for those people that were, you know, for you, Tokyo Tony, that felt like you needed to insert yourself, I don't have a problem with T.S. Madison, okay? We're actually very well. Shout out T.S. And it is what it is. We grown, bitch. It is what it is. She understood where I was coming from. I understand where she was coming from. I love T.S. She understands the thing. It was what it was. And one thing I can respect about her is she never said that I lied. So, Tokyo Tony, pick a finger. Now, suck on that. All right? Now, let's take another call. Private caller, you're live on the air. Oh, yes. This is the greatest show.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh. Yeah, hey, Armand.
Hey.
Hold on. I think I had you on my thing.
Don't hold too long because I got to go.
No. I had you on my YouTube thing. Okay. Sorry. Listen, I don't know the whole Tokyo Tony thing, but you good with the read. And your last read, I damn sure enough liked it, okay, because you was all up in there behind with no Vaseline. But anyway.
Well, I got to tell you real quick with that. Let me tell you something. That wasn't a read, and that wasn't even to do a back and forth with that individual. That was just me stating facts, and I don't like that person. I want them to stop playing with me because we are not the same. That's not – there's no beef. There's no back and forth. It's none of that. You know, you can't edit. I don't want to hear an edited response. None of that. If you can't get on your live and respond and say something to me, that is what it is. But I'm not even looking for a response because I said what I said, and I meant what I said. We are not the same.
I agree. Nobody don't want to hear no script.
Bye. So anyway, what is your what you got to talk about?
Listen, okay, so Tasha K with the whole Ra. I don't care for Tasha K. I don't care for the whole Ra Ali, but I'm definitely here for the mess. Because for one, if Nicki Minaj decided to engage into conversations with Tasha K, knowing how messy she is, that means Nicki is just as messy. Nicki is a Sagittarius, okay? They are known for freaking mess, okay? They are backbiters, slick talkers, everything. So I really want to know what the tea is about, because Tasha K has been saying that there's tea for a long time and she haven't put the tea out yet. I want to know what the tea is about. I want to know what's the hot topic, what she got to say about Ra, what Nicki said about Ra, what happened with the relationship. I really want to know. I'm very interested in knowing that. Tasha K messy. Nicki knows she was messy. She actually, you know, linked up with Tasha K because Tasha K was messy. So who can be upset? Nobody.
Yes.
Right?
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, because I'm like, Nicki, you're the common
denominator.
You can't
be upset. She linked up with her because of the Wendy, because of the Cardi, messy situations. You linked up with her for mess. So if you decide to disclose mess to her, you can't be mad if she exposed the mess. You linked up with a messy person. You know what I'm saying? So that's that on that. In regards to Kenny, I hope his situation work out. In regards to her address being leaked, it was probably going to be leaked leaked eventually because he has to register and he had to register. That was probably going to happen anyways. She got to figure out her whole life. That's a whole nother situation. I want to talk about the Azriel thing, okay?
Okay, let's talk
now,
about it. Let's talk about something different. Yes.
That situation is a whole mess. Okay,
yes,
because
is.
if you look at that video, right, where she's saying she ate poop, that was the same day that her and Joy got into the fight.
Oh.
When she went to the hospital. Now, catch 22, she did a Sun interview after that. And when she did that Sun interview, she said she never engaged in anything, but she witnessed certain things. So how one minute you ate poop, and then the next minute you never engaged into nothing. And then when you on Gayle King, you loving the man.
Oh, I just got an email now.
People are now
leaking Cardi B's address because Nicki Minaj's address is out. That's
wow.
Late. And I'm going to do a video on that because the fact that they're trying to leak Nicki Minaj, like, see this, that, like, I just, that pisses me off. That pisses me off.
That ain't nothing
and I'm
but
going,
the
and I'm going
and
to
that's,
go
that's,
in
that's,
because
that's
first
nice.
Of all, Nicki had nothing to do with her address being leaked out. That she had to, she's with a registered SO. So
right.
it's on the
SO.
Public record. Okay, that's number one.
Exactly.
Then number two, Cardi B has nothing to do with this.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that Nicki did it. It's just the fans. They're mad because
No, it's
address
the fans, but that don't make no sense.
But
why would you get mad at
Cardi? That's some BS. I don't like that.
Wow. You see how these people be going crazy? They be going crazy for people, for one, that don't even know them. For two, for people that wouldn't even go this hard for them. And for three, they inserting themselves in something that don't have nothing to do with them. There's no reason to leak Cardi information because Nicki Minaj information got leaked when clearly her information would have gotten leaked because of the situation her husband or boyfriend or whatever he is in. It was going to leak. You
right.
got to register. So that becomes public record. That becomes public information. People got to know who was in their community. How? I don't
Period.
Understand.
Period. And
wow.
this is what Nicki Minaj signed
wow.
up for.
Wow.
This is what she signed up for. Period.
Exactly.
You knew this
wow.
was going to happen.
But see, you know, I think that's part of the reason why he never registered.
Mm.
But then that's a shame on her because if you wasn't confident in your situation and you already knew what was attached to that and what had to happen, what was going to happen, because you already know once somebody registered, that becomes public information because people got to know who in their community. So if you wasn't willing to deal with all of that luggage and those bags that came with him, then you should have left him where you at. You should have left him where you met him at the Thanksgiving giveaway that you did in 2018. That's where you should have left him at.
Thank
Period.
You, caller. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Let me see. If we hit our quota, then I'll stay on. If not, we are over time and I'm hanging out. So if y'all want me to stay on, I need at least 100 more subscribers. If y'all not, because girl, listen, I'm not finna sit on here and y'all not. No, we haven't met our quota. I'm gonna take this last call. If we don't have at least 50 more subscribers, it's it. We're not taking no more calls. So if you want me to do it, we got over 2,500 people on here. I know some of y'all is watching in the bushes. I know a lot of y'all just don't want to get hit that subscribe girl because you feel some type of way, but you still here for every show. Love you. 973-9608. You're live on the air. Okay, you're not ready. We're going to take one more. 404-1680. Okay, this is the last one, and I'm a swipe it, and then I'm a bounce. All right. 773-0255. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes. So I just wanted to talk about the Nicki Minaj situation. And I agree with what you said. First and foremost, I love Nicki Minaj, and I feel bad just because she works so hard to get to where she is. And it just seems like ever since the Queen album and just even with the breakup with Meek Mill, it just seems like she has not been making the best choices for herself. And it is shocking because of the fact that, you know, for so long, no one even knew she was dating Safari. But, like, if you did want to mess with Kenny, you knew who Kenny was because you grew up with him. So it's like you didn't have to introduce Kenny to the public eye. Like, you have enough money to where you could have been with your boo and nobody knew about it, and then you wouldn't have all of this drama surrounding it. I just think
right.
that, you know, sometimes love is blind and it can make you do things that are not sensible. And in order to have built a career that she has built, she would have to be sensible in some regard. And I just
okay.
think that she needs to go back to her roots and, like, realize that, like, you know, Nicki Minaj, you can find love, but is this worth sacrificing your career? Because it's one thing if she doesn't want to continue to do music, then that's fine. But it seems like the label won't let up. So I don't know if this is the best decision for her. But I wish her the best. That's all I can really say about it. And as far
Thank
as Tasha K is concerned, I don't know why she got in contact with Tasha K, because it's no telling what she could have told her that Tasha K may use on her later. But that's all I got to say.
Thank you, caller. Bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Okay, so I love you all, but y'all didn't listen. So we're going to keep. We needed at least y'all tried it because y'all wanted to be stubborn. So we're going to end the call lines. But listen, I love you guys all for watching.